Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Drake May with Kay Adams down on the golf course in Mexico. Fitzy, was that okay? Were you okay with that answer?
That was fine.
Wow, you are down on Drake May, and I don't care for it. I'm not here for it.
I mean, I appreciate the fact that he's parroting the, you know, toeing the company line. Elliot Wolf said last year we drafted for need. My bad. Didn't necessarily work out for us. And now Drake May is following in tow with him, saying we're just going to go with best player available. But is it wrong for him to say, I'd love a left tackle?
Yeah, because then if they don't get a left tackle, idiots like us will be like...
Oh, no, he's upset Lowe's feelings.
No, I think it's more, oh, Drake May's not happy. They didn't get a left tackle. They didn't take a left tackle at four. Or Drake May didn't get a weapon because he said on Kay Adams' podcast he wanted a weapon. Or, you know...
TV show.
The Belichickian people will think, oh, now you're tipping your hand and somebody's going to trade to three because they want Will Campbell more than you do, or they need this. Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I the answer was fine. I mean, he definitely errs on the side of
caution, deferential caution, which
that's
I get
proper. He's got one more win in the National Football League. One more win than you and I combined.
Yeah,
maybe wait till you get your second win before
you
pop off.
Don't forget your second win. Yeah, I don't know. I guess much like with the offense and the entire operation, and this is what I believe we'll be getting come this fall, I've just been left wanting more.
Okay, but it's a slow developmental process. But let's get into the options. So there's been obviously plenty of Travis Hunters. Travis Hunter, I would say, is the most mocked pick to the Patriots this offseason, or at least of late. Travis Hunter, the quarterbacks, Abdul Carter goes, boom, you get Travis Hunter at four. Everybody's happy. You got a wide receiver. He might play some corner. Okay. There's also been some talk.
You don't like that, though.
I don't love it. I don't. The more I watch, the less I think of this draft in all. It's just, there's not a lot of good bust players available throughout the entire draft. There was a great line today on the Rich Keefe show with Adam Jones. He gets his name on it, too.
Wow.
You know, we've done enough radio shows with Rich Keefe to know that he loves every wide receiver that's essentially ever run a pass route.
He wants anybody who starts a fight in hockey, flips a bat in baseball, and scores a touchdown and spikes the ball in your face.
Correct. He said today he actually doesn't love the Travis Hunter pick, and he doesn't think there's any good receivers in this draft. He doesn't really like any of the receivers in this draft. If he doesn't like the receivers, we got a receiver problem in this draft.
Well, then Rich needs to maybe, if he says, I don't love the receivers, he must be talking about the first and second round guys, because there are definitely guys to be found in this draft that can make a difference in the NFL. They're just not, they're not Malik Nabers. Sorry. They're not superstars right off the page, off the field, and from Jump Street. Like, you're just not dealing with the same caliber of player that you were last year. I get that.
So the other thing that has developed is a lot of people want to trade down. Ah, none of these players are that good. They're not worth the fourth pick in the draft. The left tackle's not that good. The receiver's not that good. Blah, blah. You can't take a running back at four. You can't take a tight end at four. All of those things.
Are we sure about that?
Well, that's a fair question. But also, Chad Graff did a nice thing. And one of the beauties of The Athletic is their whole network of writers. He reached out to the writers that cover all the people between the Patriots and I think the 11th pick in the draft or the 12th pick in the draft to get their barometer as to whether the team they cover would trade up with the Patriots. Could the Patriots trade down a little bit? And almost to a man and a woman, they said, nope, we're good. Nope, we'll just wait. Nope, they don't want to trade up. Nope, they don't want a quarterback. Nope, they're collecting assets. They're not giving up assets. So I did a simple poll question today, kind of off of Chad Graff's story in a way. I said, if Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter are gone, so they go in the top two picks. Top three picks.
Top three.
Let's say it's Cam Ward one and then Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter in some order after that. And no trade develops. Who do you want the Patriots to take at number four overall? And the options I gave were offensive lineman Will Campbell, running back Ashton Jeanty, and tight end Tyler Warren. And I put other reply with names. Fitzy, can you guess the results of the poll with over 1,700, also a lot, but 17,000 would be 10 times as much. Can you guess the results?
I'll go 40% for Will Campbell, 20% Jeanty, 25 Tyler Warren, and the rest for other.
You weren't terrible, actually, but you undersold the popularity of Will Campbell.
I did?
50% of the 1,700 respondents, their arms were long enough to vote for Will Campbell as the number four pick in the draft. After that, we have a two-way tie for second place.
What?
Ashton Jeanty and Tyler Warren at exactly 19% each. 12% was for other. There was, from what I scrolled through some of the responses, Membu was an option there. Some people wanted to trade down and get either Jeanty or Tyler Warren. They clearly didn't read because they said you couldn't trade down. You have to pick at number four.
I see a lot of Jeanty's in the mentions. You're right. I see now a whole bunch of Membus as well. Wow. Look, Pete, I think the majority, it's not a full majority yet, but pretty, wow, look at that, 49.5%. I would say that significant portion of the respondents choosing Will Campbell, I don't even think it's for Will Campbell. I think that's just them saying, like, protect the May at all costs. Get Drake the tackle he deserves, needs, covets.
So, yeah, I've watched now all three tackles. So I told you I've started the process of trying to, you know, put together little scouting reports, my own personal scouting reports on these guys. Mm-hmm. I've watched Will Campbell, I've watched Membu, and I've watched Kelvin Banks. And guess what?
What?
I think the safest pick is Will Campbell. And I don't say that as a left tackle. I mean as a productive football player on your team where he will start games for you. That could be at guard, it could be right tackle, left tackle. I think the safest pick, if you want to swing for the fences, I think Kelvin Banks is the left tackle that you swing for. He could be a bust. I'm not guaranteeing anything. I think he has the athletic upside, and if he works on a little bit of technique with his hands and his punch, I think Kelvin Banks looks the most to me like a Pro Bowl caliber NFL left tackle.
Kelvin Banks does?
Yep, absolutely. Now, wow. There's bust factor. Bust factor, but he could be elite.
Ooh, now see, I way back into the last year when we were six ringing it a little more frequently than afternooning it, I think Kelvin Banks was on our radar for the first pick overall for the Patriots. He then had a little shine and luster taken off of him late in the season. But now I wonder if, like, there's Mike Vrabel down there at the Texas Pro Day as we sit here and discuss. I wonder if he takes a look at Kelvin Banks and says, man, if I can just get somebody to at least go back from 4 to 6, 4 to 7, I can get this kid. We can take a big old swing at a left tackle of the future because the kid sure does look the type. And if he's a bust, so be it. But at least I went down swinging for the fences and I picked up an extra second or a third in the process.
And you're acquiring clay that they clearly would have confidence that Doug Marrone can mold into a good player. There seems to, I mean, if you listen to Billy O'Brien talk about Doug Marrone and then you listen to Mike Vrabel talk about Doug Marrone, I'm not going to say they have scar-like respect for him or scar-like faith in him, but I think they have a lot of faith in Doug Marrone to do the job as your offensive line coach. And if you give them, give him Kelvin Banks, I'd be intrigued by it. But the most obvious choice is the one that we've heard the most about, and I thought it was interesting, some of the comments from Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network. He was on the Pat McAfee show, and his explanation as to what the Patriots should do with the fourth pick.
You think that Travis Hunter at four to the Patriots playing receiver makes sense value-wise? That's pretty interesting.
I would. I think he's dynamic. I think he'd be their most dynamic weapon on offense, yeah, and I think they would have a lot of fun watching those two guys, quarterback and receiver, kind of grow up together. I would be excited about that if I were a Patriot fan and somehow Travis Hunter would be there. And I would be interested when they say Travis Hunter, you know, the Patriots select from Colorado, Travis Hunter, wide receiver,
football player.
Is it corner? Is it combo? Like, how are you going to write that on the card? Because the team does get to decide how that's going to be announced.
I would be curious.
That, to me, that would be wide receiver / corner, not the other way around if you're the Patriots.
So how excited?
Player.
Wow. Well, yeah, I don't love that. Call him something. Football player. It's so annoying. That's something Bill would do. Be better than that, Mike Vrabel.
Come on.
But with how excited? I want to be excited about Travis Hunter because it feels more and more to me like it's going to be Travis Hunter. If we're reading the tea leaves, reading the mock drafts, reading the run, Cam Ward goes in the top picks, Abdul Carter, like, I feel like Travis Hunter is going to be on the board. And I want to be excited about Travis Hunter. The way I was excited about Drake May and Christian Gonzalez, I want to feel that way about Travis Hunter. And yet, as they say, I don't feel that way about Travis Hunter. Can you do some of your Fitzy fanboy magic and muster up a little bit more excitement for me for Travis Hunter?
The first thing that I'd like to point out about Travis Hunter, in addition to the fact that he almost put up 100 catches last year for 1,300 yards and a dozen or more touchdowns, was that he did that when his body had just gone through playing top corner for the majority of the game as well. So we really don't know what he could potentially look like.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
If the Patriots put him as wide receiver one or on offense, let's say 80 to 85% of the time with some spare outside and slot corner usage, just next year, we'll say, number one. Number two, absolute physical freak. Number three, most importantly, and this is the point Peter Schrager made a few weeks ago on Good Morning, It's Touchdowns, was Schrager said, here's the thing that people love about Travis Hunter, not just the stats, not just the body of work, but the fact that he's got this intense compete level and intelligence people don't give him credit for that he is working on every day just like he is, his technique on two sides of the ball. When he's lined up at receiver, not only is he a dynamite receiver, but he also approaches playing receiver with the mentality of a cornerback. So he knows how to attack corners because he plays corner. And when he plays cornerback, he attacks the cornerback position with the mentality of a wide receiver. Like, I know where these guys are going to go and what moves they're going to make. Why? Because I'm one of them. So you get, not only do you get the physical gifts of being able to play both positions, but it's like he's got two great football minds in one as well.
You know what that feels a little bit like to me? The reverse engineering of the Matt Patricia offense. Oh, he's been coaching against these offenses for years, so he knows how to attack them. And so therefore, when you mirror it and go to the other side, he'll know exactly what he's doing. And that was a miserable failure for the Patriots, for Matt Patricia in the offense. I want this. I want pure energy. Do you remember this, Fitzy? Do you remember this feeling? Right here.
The New England Patriots select Drake May.
Let's go!
Quarterback, North Carolina.
That's what I want, a little orgasmic feeling when they draft Travis Hunter. And yet, what, Dan Ball? Dan Ball just gave me a look. Am I not allowed to say that?
No, I mean, it was just quite the choice of words.
It's really exciting. It's climactic, that feeling.
It'd be lit. It'd be off the hizzy.
It'd be lit and off the hizzy, but I don't feel that. And I don't know why, because Fitzy, great job. The one thing I've been selling myself on for Travis Hunter, the more I see mock drafts to the Patriots, is... You're taking him as a receiver. I don't want to see wide receiver slash cornerback. I want to see wide receiver. You believe, as we heard from Karen Garigian, I believe, was the one that they believe he's the best wide receiver in the draft and the best cornerback in the draft. Okay, you don't need a corner. You have a star corner. You have a veteran corner. I want you to write wide receiver, and I want you to say he's only practicing wide receiver because he's been so worn down. Imagine what he can do if he doesn't play corner. How much energy and speed and burst and everything he's going to have when he's fresh as flowers.
Fresh as lettuce, fresh as a daisy, fresh and ready, fresh as the pancakes, fresh as waffles, fresher than you've ever seen. I go to somebody I trust immensely at Scout DNFL. Scout D, soon to join us on the Six Rings podcast to provide some pre-draft analyses of his favorite players. Travis Hunter's two biggest strengths at wide receiver. One, ball skills. His hand-eye coordination, vertical athleticism, and aerial adjustment ability is among the best I've ever seen. Two, speed deception. His ability to deceive you with speed, adjust his pace, and kill you on his starts and stops. And then it just goes into 3 minutes of highlights where he's just absolutely running by people and leaving them look silly for trying to pursue him.
Yeah. The other thing that I worry about sometimes is level of competition. I'd feel better about him if he had done what he had done in the SEC. You guys know I'm a bit of an SEC snob. It's part of why I actually give a little credence to Will Campbell, because I think he was really good in the SEC, and the measurables and all that can be damned when the talent he went against and on a three-year basis for them. I'm talking myself into Travis Hunter. I'm trying to be optimistic because I think that is probably the most likely. I know we got late Ashton Jeanty push, which... that would just be a stunner. Our guy Mike Dussault down at Patriots.com, I know he put that in his mock draft, and I honestly do believe he was doing it just to be a little different, and like, there is a possibility, but I'll also get a little buzz out of it. And now people are talking about that as a more legitimate pick. Hell, we got 20% of the vote today in the poll picked Ashton Jeanty. And if they take a running back at four, I will say, you pair him up with Drake May. That's a weapon. That's a weapon.
You chose excitement. You chose action. Look, Andy, there's enough guys. You should really prioritize the things that you want the most that are Mike Vrabel football, which is getting after the quarterback and protecting the quarterback with those early picks. There are enough running backs. You got a whole list of them thrown at you in the latest Six Rings podcast that we recorded yesterday. There are enough wide receivers as well that can fill complementary to potentially star caliber roles on this team in the second, third, and fourth round. They're just not heavy at the top like they were last year. You know, take either one of the two Ohio State guys. Take any one of the 10 other running backs, like from Omarion Hampton beyond to a guy named Giddy as well, or Giddens. I got a ton of research I got to finish doing as well. There's a lot of talent out there. You just have to take your time.
Did you know we finally know what area code the Patricia family resides in? Apparently it's the 978 because they said Matty P was better than AVP and Billy O combined and did it with Mac and Zappy. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Patricia and the Patricia family, the cousins, thank you for listening. Appreciate you texting 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's bracket time. It's bracket talk. In case you hadn't heard, we have our WEEI Afternoons nickname bracket voting going on right now on Twitter. Dan Ball will give us an update with everything that's going on in the world of brackets next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.